When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The T-Biz podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Think of us as a digital caravan of storytellers, bringing authentic, authoritative, and exclusive stories to you weekly from the Tea Lands. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Sri Lanka's tea harvest is under duress. The Chinese face a Kuomintang quandary. Tea and productivity are twinned. Plus, listen to why Sri Lanka is pursuing a geographical indication for Ceylon tea. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia tea estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
Tea producers are under severe stress in Sri Lanka as the early harvest unfolds. The Sri Lanka Tea Board reported that February marked the lowest tea yield in 13 years, down to 18 million kilos, a drop of nearly 20% compared to the same period last year. Export earnings declined 4.5% in January, according to Ceylon Tea Brokers. Electrical power is now limited to 5 hours a day, down from 10 hours. Tea processing has shifted to night work so that rollers can operate continuously. There are 996 registered gardens on the island, and while relatively few operate factories, every garden is dependent on fuel for transport. A diesel shortage since the beginning of March means stocks are now dwindling. Prices spiked at 176 Sri Lanka rupees per liter, about $2.34 per gallon in the U.S. Gasoline is 254 rupees per liter. PMDT CEO Denjaya Silva writes that, quote, tea estates that had kept stocks of fuel have been forced to provide fuel to their transport agents so that teas from the estates can be delivered to Colombo after being sold at the auction, end quote. The cost of fertilizer is closely tied to petroleum prices. Until last year, Sri Lanka spent an estimated $300 to $400 million annually importing fertilizer. Last May, the government ceased importing fertilizer, and in November discontinued a national fertilizer subsidy, just as fertilizer prices were spiking. The cost of urea, a chemical essential to leaf production, increased sixfold. Farmers say they can no longer afford to feed their plants, resulting in nearly a 50% drop in production and food shortages. But even those who can afford chemical inputs find that the war in Ukraine has disrupted trade. Sri Lanka imports 45% of its wheat from Ukraine and sells nearly 30 million kilos of tea to Russia annually. Estate superintendents write that workers employed at tea gardens are queuing for hours to receive basic essentials, things like rice, fuel, cooking gas, milk powder. Rice now costs a third more than it did this time last year. Prices of vegetables such as carrots and tomatoes have increased 5 times. According to the National Consumer Price Index, food prices jumped by 6.9% and the inflation rate increased to 15.1% in February 2022. Sri Lanka's tea industry generates a lot of revenue by adding value to bulk teas. The continued devaluation of the rupee means that materials for finishing goods, including packaging, cardboard, and plastics, have increased in price at a time when transport costs are at an all-time high. Business Insight. The crisis in Sri Lanka is economic. Sri Lanka, an island crowded with 22 million people, depends heavily on food imports. In normal times, imports are offset by $7.5 billion spent by visiting tourists, revenue that declined by $4.7 billion last year. The current trade deficit is $6 billion, and foreign exchange reserves are nearly depleted. Foreign debt is high. Concerns about food security during the pandemic now reveal a serious vulnerability. Poverty is concentrated in rural agricultural areas, with more than 80% of the poor living in villages. Microcredit indebtedness among rural farming communities is high, and desperate, sometimes violent, farmer-led protests are now becoming frequent, forcing the military to intervene. Next week is Qiming, the official beginning of the Chinese tea harvest. Conditions are favorable for the tea plants. Pre-Qiming Bailo Chun spiral spring green snail tea sold this week for an average $867 U.S. for 500 grams, according to the China Tea Marketing Association website. Finished Westlake Longjing is selling for an average $730 per kilo as of March 30, down from $850 per kilo during the same period last year. It is still too early to harvest most teas, including Fujian Wuyi Rock Tea and Taiping Haokui. China is experiencing its highest rates of COVID infection since 2020. Massive lockdowns and mandatory testing to limit spread of the Omicron variant are disrupting commerce at tea retail and restaurant venues. It is still early in the harvest, but the closure of ports will impact exports, and restrictions on trucking limit mobility. Provinces in the north, near Korea and east, are reporting 5,000 new cases a day, with portions of Shandong and Hebei province and all of Jilin in lockdown. Outbreaks are not widespread in the southern, largely rural tea-growing provinces. The situation in Shenzhen and Shanghai, home to 26 million people and the nation's financial center, are more troubling. Hong Kong is still recording 26,000 new cases daily and is suffering the world's highest fatality rate. Biz Insight. TBiz is again publishing weekly average prices for a dozen of China's benchmark teas through May. China Price Watch calculations are local, reflecting domestic prices averaged from many different farms to determine a range. In general, the lower range describes tea available in quantity. The high range is influenced by scarcity, but in China, many desirable high-value teas are grown in large quantities. Averages are calculated in Chinese yuan and converted to U.S. dollars. Export prices vary greatly from the domestic averages listed in this weekly report. Friday summaries of the tea price report are free. Subscribe for $25 U.S. to get unlimited access to data sets from 2020 through 2022. Visit the TBiz portal to sign up. A survey of more than 2,000 American consumers found that tea drinkers place the highest importance on their health and that tea sustains their productivity during the afternoon slump. The survey, conducted by One Poll on behalf of Celestial Seasonings, focused on beverage drinking habits throughout the day. One in five, 18%, said they begin their day with tea, while 65% rely on coffee. The study suggests that persons who say they feel most productive in the morning prefer coffee. Those who say they are more productive later in the day drink tea. Coffee is more popular overall. 90% say it boosts productivity, but only 29% say they maintain that motivation after noon. 2 out of 5 coffee drinkers, 38%, say that their mental health is constantly burdened with feelings of anxiety or stress. Only 25% of tea drinkers report concerns about anxiety. The survey found that 63% of Americans drink tea at least once a week, and that 23% of all respondents say that tea is their favorite beverage when they want to relax. Nearly twice as many people, 58%, drink coffee daily as tea, 30%. Coffee remains popular with older Americans, but millennials now account for 60% of all who say they drink tea, with 34% of millennials drinking tea daily. Business Insight. Tim Collins, Vice President and CEO of Celestial Seasonings, said, quote, "Whether we're returning to the office or working from home, we want to feel productive and energetic. People who have been surveyed for millennia say that switching from coffee to tea can not only maintain that productivity, but also provide many benefits." Collins said that, quote, "We are seeing a record number of consumers, 93%, in different age groups assessing tea because of its health benefits," end quote. Coffee drinkers are similarly motivated. Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's tea auction prices.
India Tea Price Report for the week ending March 26, 2022. This week, media reports say the Indian Tea Association has asked the Assam government to urge the centre to see how teas from the Barak Valley can be sent to Bangladesh auctions. Currently, tea from Barak Valley and Tripura reach Kolkata auctions, which is at a distance of 1,400 kilometres. However, Assam shares a border with Bangladesh and can easily take its tea to the Sri Mangal auction centre there. The report added that tea exports to Bangladesh declined as recently as 2017, with import duties rising first from 30% to 70% before becoming 100%. The possible reopening of trade should benefit both countries. In weather, there's finally some relief with the arrival of the much-delayed rains in northeastern India. The forecast indicates moderate to heavy rain over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, West Bengal, Sikkim and the other states in the region this week. In the auctions, Sale 12 was held at Kolkata in North India. CTC and Orthodox Leaf saw better demand and better prices than Sale 8, which is the last sale held here. In the South, too, Leaf Tea, both Orthodox and CTC Leaf, sold higher volumes and for marginally higher prices. And exporters are finally becoming a little more active, hopefully a sign of better things to come.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
This week, TBiz travels to Sri Lanka, where London-based correspondent Dananjaya Silva speaks with the chairman of the Sri Lanka Tea Board about its decision to pursue geographical indication by the European Union. GI status affords global trade protection under the World Trade Organization and officially recognizes the authenticity of the Ceylon tea brand.
Sri Sri Lanka has been producing tea for well over 150 years. Marketed under the brand name of Ceylon Tea, today the Sri Lanka Tea Board is looking to pursue GI, geographical indication status, for its much-famed product. GI indication is a sign used on products that have a specific geographical origin and possesses qualities or reputations that are due to that origin. This is Dhananjay Silva, and I sit down with Sri Lanka Tea Board Chairman, Mr. Jayampothi Moligoda, to discuss how the Tea Board is pursuing GI status and what this means for prices, for producers, and for the nation's tea.
In 2021, Sri Lanka launched a 4.5 billion rupee global promotion to increase tea export volume and value. The campaign targets 12 markets, including the UK, EU, Asia, and North America. Will you explain how geographical indication protects this investment in foreign markets?
The WTO, you must be knowing under WTO, TRIPS agreement. TRIPS agreement is the trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights. So the law relating to geographical indications originally emerged from the TRIPS agreement under WTO. Everything stems from that. Geographical indications are exclusively for things like Ceylon tea, Ceylon cinnamon, which identify this particular thing in the case of, say, Ceylon tea as originating in a Sri Lankan territory or even a region, quality, reputation, or any other characteristics of this particular Ceylon tea is essentially attributable to its geographical origin. Ceylon tea is a registered trademark owned by Sri Lanka Tea Board in Sri Lanka. But what is important is global. 95% of our tea is being marketed in 140-odd countries. At least 50 to 60 countries take about 90% of our tea. So it's a reputed name globally. Unfortunately, over a period of time, we have lost some of the markets like Pakistan, Egypt, even Russia. Their market size has come down drastically for the tea. And as a result, we have been selling around 28 million kilos out of our 280 million kilos. One important point, I think Pavitri will explain in detail, the Ceylon tea is associated with the Lion logo. To qualify for the Lion logo, one has to pack in Sri Lanka 100% pure Ceylon tea. So that's the problem. The Ceylon tea, although it's a registered certification mark in Sri Lanka, it's not registered legally in other countries other than few countries. As a result, there had been some misuses in the name. We are unable to take legal action on some of the infringements. So depriving our genuine exporters' ability to service and increase their market share in Ceylon tea products. Ceylon tea is unique. We all know Ceylon tea is unique. Our tea masters know how to prove that through tea tasting methods, but that is not acceptable to EU countries. So we have to scientifically prove that this Ceylon tea originating from Sri Lanka has its unique characteristics because of its geographical origin and, of course, the reputation factor. So that is why we are trying to get this GI registration under intellectual property rights.
In addition to the legal protection it affords, will you discuss how geographical indication status also speaks to the unique qualities of Sri Lanka's tea-growing regions? GI status establishes a strong, distinguishable, and marketable reputation.
The GI status is a marketable reputation for our producers because the producers follow farming traditions. And it's the cleanest tea in the world. So that is the brand story. Ceylon tea, the story is based on the fact that it's the cleanest tea in the world.
And my final question to you is, will obtaining GI status help stabilize prices?
Our objective is to not only stabilize, even to obtain better prices in US dollar terms and get more market share. If you carve off our 300 million kilo per annum production, basically it's 285 million is what is known as orthodox type of Ceylon tea. So that orthodox type of Ceylon tea is not ideally suited for tea bags, and that may be one of the reasons why we have lost in the mass market. The CTC is different to orthodox, so we have to find a niche market. That is why we go by, Pavitri will now explain, the three pillars of our the brand marketing strategy of Ceylon Tea. It's an authentic product, as we explained, demonstrating our sustainability credentials compared to our other competing countries' products. Say, for instance, our farmers, our regional plantation companies do practice the environmental sustainability and the social well-being of the people, and under Tea Control Act of Tea Board, we ensure these FOB prices are trickled down through the factories to the farmers. The wellness factor and the sustainability factors, we command a premium price. So as a matter of fact, at the auction level, at the wholesale level, when we command $3.50 per kilo converted US dollar at the Colombo auction, the Mombasa auctions and Kolkata and all, they get less than $2. Roughly say $2, the correct information provided by ICT, International Tea Council, Statistical Bulletin, as well as FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization's intergovernmental group findings. So there is a tipping point for us to our exporters and marketers to buy tea at a very high price. So we pitch our Ceylon tea in that particular niche differentiated product. So how to differentiate? It's only through GI indications. So that's the game plan. Just explain the tea from the global tea promotion using our differentiated strategy, Pavitri.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of Tea Biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the Tea Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.